Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our adventure through the book of Galatians, and we're in chapter 1, verses 11 through 24, and this is in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Brothers and sisters, here is what I want you to know. The good news I preach does not come from human beings. No one gave it to me. No one taught it to me. Instead, I received it from Jesus Christ. He showed it to me. You have heard how I lived earlier in my Jewish way of life. With all my strength, I attacked the Church of God. I tried to destroy it. I was moving ahead in my Jewish way of life. I went beyond many of my people who were my own age. I held firmly to the teachings passed down by my people. But God set me apart from before the time I was born. He showed me His grace by appointing me. He was pleased to show His Son in my life. He wanted me to preach about Jesus among the Gentiles. When God appointed me, I decided right away not to ask for anyone for advice. I didn't go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem. I went there to get to know Peter. I stayed with him for 15 days. I didn't see any of the other apostles. I only saw James, the Lord's brother. Here is what you can be sure of, and God is even a witness to it. What I am writing to you is not a lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. The members of Christ's churches in Judea did not know me in a personal way. They only heard others say, "The man who used to attack us has changed. He is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." And they praised God because of me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's so good to hear a testimony. And Lord, I pray that you would empower us to share our testimony whenever we can and whenever you give us that opportunity. Because it's so powerful to say, this is what my life was like before. And now this is what Jesus has done in my life since. And as I look back on my own life, Jesus, I know I probably even wouldn't be here today. I probably would have taken my life. I probably would not have survived past adolescence. And you have done so much. You have healed me of so much. You have rescued me from so much. And so, Lord, help me to be available to share my testimony and help my friend to be available to share their testimony. And Lord, we know in the book of Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which is so helpful in washing away sins, and by the word of our testimony. And so, Lord, help us to be ready and available to share that. Lord, we thank you that this gospel that Paul received was purely from your mouth. He got it right from you. And then he spent years learning and studying and getting ready. And Lord, it seems like when I've read about Paul before, I tend to skip over these parts. I just kind of think, oh, he was saved on the road to Damascus and then he started, you know, this formal ministry. But he actually, the timing was such that he waited and he studied and he was prepared. And so, Lord, for those who are waiting in ministry right now and who feel like this is just silly and why is it taking so long, Lord, this preparation is important. And as I look at all the saints throughout the Bible, we see a lot of people in this period of preparation. Even Jesus didn't start his formal ministry until he was 30. So this is just important for us to remember, Lord, that sometimes you are doing so much underneath and in between and in between the spaces of our lives to prepare us for what is to come. So give us the patience we need today, not to try to run forward ahead of you to grab ministry, but to let it be given to us. Lord, we do want to bear fruit for you, but we also want to bear fruit in good season. So help us to recognize the season that we're in, whether we're in a season of preparation or a season of rest or a season of ministry or a season of recovering from ministry. Illuminate us. Help us to know where we are and to find that deep contentment in knowing that you are in charge and you will do what you're going to do. Lord, thank you for the Apostle Paul who knew that he needed other people. He needed fellowship with other believers. And Lord, we need that too. So would you show us who to love this week? Show us who to be vulnerable with. Show us how we can ask others to pray for us so that we can have that kind of relationship that's built on authenticity and grace and honesty. Lord, we love you. We need you. We thank you for gracing us with who you are, forgiving our sins, and giving us a brand new life full of your Spirit. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. At $10, you get a free painting every month. At $20, you get a, or I think it's $25 actually, sorry. You get a free podcast every month that nobody else gets. And if you want to also support the podcast, you can go to my Etsy shop. Just query Mary Demuth Art, and there's lots of things to choose from there. So hope you're having a great day, and you're blessed.